This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the first Friday of every month, we take occasion to discuss a topic of environmental pertinence to our state, our county, and to our hometown. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and host of WEMU's first Friday Focus on the Environment. This month, climate change is taking center stage. As Lisa reports, it's an issue being dealt with in Michigan, and of course, the world is looking to Europe this week for more potential solutions.
My guest today is Tyler Nickerson, State Programs Director for the Solutions Project, an organization with a big goal, to accelerate our country's transition to 100% clean energy and curb climate change. Tyler is a native Michigander, and he joins us today from Paris, where he is attending the UN Climate Change Conference, along with a host of political leaders and advocates from across the globe. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
All eyes are truly on Paris right now as it hosts a climate change summit and addressing the future of our planet against the backdrop of, frankly, the horrendous terrorist attacks just a few weeks ago. I know I'm not alone in wondering how things feel in the French capital. So much is at stake in this conference. How can you describe the scene and the feeling there?
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa. The energy in Paris is truly enthralling. Folks are optimistic that some good action will come out of these conferences to the degree possible. I mean, there's always going to be the desire to push harder and more, but there seems to be a great amount of energy. Most notably, the civil society, the nonprofit groups, groups representing a number of constituencies throughout the world are engaged this year in the COP talks, which has been fantastic. And they're really taking center stage. I mean, this has been about them in a lot of ways. And so that's exciting. And really the other big focus here in Paris has been around the power of state, local, and city governments to really lead the change on or really lead the pace on climate change.
Well, the anticipation built around the convening in Paris has certainly grown over the last many months, and it stems in large part from, as you pointed out, the growing concern around the globe about our changing climate. It's become more visible and more real over the past few years, and yet, you know, in the reporting that I've been hearing and certainly the conversations I've had, the anticipation is also tempered by the fact that previous summits on climate change have ended without concrete solutions. In your view, what are some of the possible outcomes of this convening in Paris?
Well, I think we're going to get some clarity on emission reduction commitments and some increasing financial support for developing countries to expand their renewable energy portfolios. And that's expected. You know, many folks here think it's not good enough, while others are, many particularly developed countries are facing budget cuts and austerity measures. And they're feeling like they're all in. So we'll come to somewhere in the middle on that large piece. But I actually think the real win here in Paris is the stories that are coming out in and around climate change and how it's affecting real life individuals across the world, particularly in the United States, and especially from those voices that have not been heard in this conversation. Those individuals on the front line, both urban and rural, north and south, are at the center stage and really talking about the economic effects of climate change and the need for both distributed actual energy and power and real power to the people. And that's been incredible. And so we're seeing some real opportunity to transition to new renewables in that space. Yes, the talks are happening, and I think there'll be an agreement there, but I've been really energized by the civil society and other folks coming across, all sorts of political parties, business, culture, science, to really get down to the actions that need to be taken now.
89.1 WEMU's first Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking about the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris with Tyler Nickerson, State Programs Director for the Solutions Project and a native Michigander. Tyler, interestingly, as the Paris talks take place, so do talks in the Michigan legislature, where Michigan's elected officials are debating the future of clean energy policies right here in our home state. Anything in particular that they should take note of as the conversations move forward in Paris?
Well, I think the Paris talks will definitely have effects on Clean Power Plan and other sorts of regulatory matters that the state of Michigan will have to overcome. And I think that's going to be some clear, you know, international to local threads there. But I think it would also be wise for the Michigan legislature to really think more broadly about renewable energy and see themselves as a leader in this space. You know, Governor Snyder's actions to comply with the Clean Power Plan are strong, and that's the right step forward. Because really, he's right. We need to set Michigan's goals by ourselves and from the hometown. And so that, I think, is real opportunity. It's been disappointing, you know, to see those wanting to turn back the clock so far that Michigan's economy and precious natural resources may suffer or will suffer. I hope the legislature doesn't become laggards, but instead they become leaders in world innovation. Many countries seek the engineering and manufacturing capacities that we already have. And those capacities, I think, position us well to be bullish about clean energy.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU and our first Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking with Tyler Nickerson, State Programs Director for the Solutions Project. And Tyler, when some people hear about your organization, the Solutions Project, and your goal of transitioning our nation to 100% clean energy state by state, they must say, that's not possible. How do you respond to that, and especially in the context of where you are right now in Paris?
Yeah, it's absolutely possible. The science and the research using current technology is there, and it says that we can fully transition to that 100% clean energy for all. So the barriers are not scientific or really technological. The barriers are more social and political. And so that's where we are seeing the most amount of opportunity to really focus in and showcase how 100% can help people build wealth in their communities, save costs, and conserve natural resources. That really, as folks start to learn about the 100% message, they've gotten on board so quickly, and it's been great to see that because they know that it's really about them and the actions that they can take because the technology already exists.
You know, I wish we could have this conversation for hours, but as our time together comes to an end, I have a final question for you, which is that connecting the local with the global sometimes is a huge stretch. What do you recommend our listeners do to stand in solidarity with the push for progress in Paris, to support our state's transition to more clean energy, and frankly, to act on climate change right here at home in the Great Lakes State?
Well, I think, Lisa, you know, climate change starts with each of us, right? And it starts with us making individual decisions about using different types of products and different types of energy. And it's actually about our cities and our towns. Yes, the talks are going on here at an international level, but every local city has the opportunity and many have already done so to make 100% commitments or commitments to use and resource and generate new types of renewable energy. And so that's been, I think, the real step forward that we can do right in our own community, both in our homes, making the right steps there, but then also talking to our local council men and women, our mayor, about how we can take the steps forward as a community to more cleaner and better energy. And those bubbles or those actions bubble up from the national to the international, and they have impact and they're being watched. And so I think that's the great stuff. We have the opportunity to go 100, so there's no better time than now.
Tyler, thank you so much for joining us from Paris. I wish you luck. Please say hello to Mayor George Hartwell from Grand Rapids and many other Michiganders that I know are there with you. We wish you luck. That is Tyler Nickerson, State Programs Director for the Solutions Project. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment is a monthly feature and heard, as you might expect, on the first Friday of each month. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org.